of my message of the day is the leavened bread. Let us turn to Matthew chapter 13, verse 33. Another parable, speak he unto them, the kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal till the whole was leavened. Now for mutual enlightenment, I propose that you go backwards to verse 33, namely the parable of the mustard seed. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like to a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all seeds, but when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs, and becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. This parable of the leaven used in baking bread is presented by our Lord in just one short verse. But in the history of the church, there are 2 interpretations, the longest of arguments on each side. Now, according to the Scofield Bible, the leavened bread has a bad sense. For in Jesus' use of the word leaven, it is associated with the doctrine of the Pharisees especially. Paul says, a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. And that also in a bad sense, referring to the leaven of malice and wickedness. So the woman in this short parable, according to Scofield, is taken in a bad sense also. Especially in Revelation, we have 4 women. 1 is taken in the good sense, 1 is taken in the bad sense. In the Old Testament, the people of God, the Israelites, are compared to the wife of Jehovah, a very endearing term showing how God loves his people. Isaiah chapter 54. A good illustration of this is the sowing of the gospel. The sowing of the gospel that it then becomes such an irresistible force that in the matter of 300 years, the first Roman Emperor Constantine was converted and many subjects with him. And all this in a matter of 300 years. Now let us apply it individually. When the good church preaches the gospel, week in and week out, the whole church is filled with born-again Christians. Paul says that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17. The meal mingled with the leaven of the gospel is thoroughly saturated. Then it becomes soft and sweet bread for the eating the leavened bread. This is a good sense of the parable that I take. Do we have examples of changed lives now like soft and sweet bread in the Bible? Under Jesus' ministry, we can count dozens of cases recorded in the four Gospels. First of all, the family that blesses Jesus most that I can think of is a family of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. It is the home that Jesus chooses where he might find good rest whenever he comes to Jerusalem. Mary particularly brings to mind the good things that they provide for the Lord. When it was very near Passover and Jesus was going to the cross, Mary came out suddenly with a box of very precious ointment and broke it and anointed the very precious ointment on the body of Jesus. But Judas Iscariot made the vicious remark, "What a waste! It could have been sold for 300 pence, which is easily over $3,000 today." But Jesus slightly chided Judas. "Let her alone. She has done this for my burial." Of all the disciples, it was this young woman whose heart went together with Jesus' heart, even to the cross. What a wonderful, sweet, soft bread this is. A second example may be the case of Mary Magdalene, from whose body was cast out 7 devils. And she became so thrilled from this salvation, it excited her first love for the Lord Jesus, that she was among a group of ladies who ministered to the needs of the Savior as well as of the apostles. We see her at the forefront, and we may say that she is the president of the ladies' fellowship at that time. We come to a third case, the case of Zacchaeus of Luke chapter 19. Zacchaeus was the one who climbed up a tree because he was short to catch a glimpse of Jesus, and Jesus looked up and said, "Today is salvation. Come to your house. I'm going to visit you." What a wonderful salvation. And Zacchaeus immediately confessed his sins before the Lord. "If I have extorted," because he was a publican and a customs officer, "money from people, I will return 4 times." He knows the law of Moses. His life of repentance and restitution. And then he adds, "I will give half of my savings to the poor." And Jesus said, "Indeed, today salvation is come to your house." the changed lives of many a lifer through the gospel, by the leaven transforming the meal into soft sweet bread, can also be counted. And so we can enlarge our family to include the Far Eastern Bible College, and we have the testimonies of many a convert from sin and misery, especially in this book, distributed at the 40th anniversary and convocation of the Far Eastern Bible College in May. And here is the story of a young man from the Philippines and how he was delivered. Who is this young man? In fact, he was a university student. He was the son of a very eminent mother, professor of English in the university where she is teaching in Cebu, the Philippines. But they fell into sin, especially in drug taking. And he was a junkie, he said, for 10 years. Before he came to the House of Hope, a branch of Helping Hand in the Philippines, and there he was thoroughly converted. And so, he came to the forefront among those who are accepted and was given a place to come and study at the Far Eastern Bible College. Now he has already graduated with a diploma in theology and gone back to work in Philippines as one of the staff members of the House of Hope. This is what he said. In July 1999, when I first entered Far Eastern Bible College, my heart was filled with joy and excitement, knowing that I would be in for a most wonderful time of studying God's precious Word. This great feeling I had in my heart was fixed with fear. I was not sure whether I would make it or not, since I was an ex-addict for over 10 years. Praise the Lord, when he was in the graduating class, there appeared his mother, who flew in from the Philippines to rejoice with her son, now become soft, sweet bread to bless the life of others in his own country. And it will amaze you to know that from the Philippines itself, there are at least another 3 or 4 so converted, and that there are another 3 coming to train at the Far Eastern Bible College. Their lives being leavened with the power of the gospel in the making of bread. Without the leaven, it will not be soft, sweet bread. Another of those who constantly manifest themselves to reflect change character, soft, sweet bread, are the many members in our church who are ready at any time to fill the needs of those that are in want in the church. When it is made known to them, they give of themselves very liberally. Then there are those who are called to full-time service, to be missionaries in far-off countries, who are highly qualified and would have made much more money if they stayed in Singapore. We have a sister now being sent to Kenya to teach in a Bible college. And she has 2 degrees, a BA from the University of Singapore and an MRE from Farrison Bible College. But having worked about 10 years in the commercial world, she has practically earned another degree, a diploma in computer science. So wherever she goes, she repairs the computers, she organizes a library. Those who so love the Lord. And there are many unsung heroes in the church who serve without being seen, whose good deeds are known only of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank God, a true Christian does not live for himself. He is mindful of the great needs around him. He is sweet bread to satisfy the hungry needs of others. Is it a loss? God rewards him or her liberally to make their lives even sweeter and sweeter for members of their families. And so, they are those who bless others are themselves in turn blessed. I am very happy to see so many here, week after week, increasing numbers coming to the 8 a.m. service. And we have confidence that as the word of the Lord, the pure word of God is preached, your lives are changed, you are not only born again, but you are consecrated to do your uttermost as we live this short life on this earth. Is a life transformed by the leaven of the gospel as you hear the word preached every Lord's Day, so that it has become like soft, sweet bread to bless the many hungry souls around you? Let us pray. Most Holy Father, we thank Thee that Thy people who come here week after week are turned into saints. We have a total different motivation for our living. So help us to live a life of the leavened bread. Bread is made soft and sweet to answer to the needs of the hungry around us. May our church members increase in knowledge and strength. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.